The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Monday, April the 6th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Monday, so good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. You know what? You're here with your new hair.
Oh,
Eldon.
Yeah, I brought it along.
Eldon didn't say anything. Good morning, Eldon. We saw your name in the paper.
Really?
Buddy, yeah.
Hopefully it was for something I didn't do wrong.
They said something about a catch, didn't they?
It said that you attempted a catch, bounced over the ground, rolled over. It hit you in the face, and you caught it with your mouth.
Sounds about right.
Was that it? Hey, so what happened to Simpson this weekend?
It was a rough weekend. We got swept by Menlo.
You guys are getting better.
We're getting better. We played them Friday and Saturday. They're a solid team, too. But Saturday we had a couple tough losses. We lost one in extra innings. And then we lost one 9-7 in the ninth inning. We had the bases loaded, one out. So we had the opportunity to win a couple games.
Couldn't get them in.
Came up a little bit short. One hit away in each game.
Well, that's, you know what? It's kind of like life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's baseball. That's life.
That's baseball, yeah. Anyway.
Hey, you play the game. You get in there. You play the best that you can. And
you throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball. What's so hard about this?
Right?
Well, it's interesting that getting your head into the game. And then, you know, the team, sometimes it's just someone's got to win. And there's, there's good days and bad days. But you hang in there and try to be the best you can, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. That's
you can't give up.
Yep.
You must have been playing first base.
I played first base, yeah.
Because it showed the catcher in the paper leaping at the Menlo player and missing him.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought, oh, but it wasn't. It was somebody else. It was somebody, not you.
It was probably Matt, one of our Hawaiian players.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they play baseball in Hawaii?
They honey. Must. God.
Just kidding. Come on. I thought they were all surfing. You know. Chuckabetta. Okay. Anyway, what's
7:08 in the morning. It's currently 39 degrees
it's
in the downtown.
Come on, give me a break here.
It is Monday. I know it's been a Easter week with the wabbit. showers likely today. Just look outside your window. We're going to be having a 60% chance of showers. 20 miles in the afternoon. The winds can have gusts up to 30 miles per hour. And tonight, again, today the highs are going to be 54. And tonight it will be raining, according to the forecast
100%
here.
100% chance.
43 degrees tonight. Tuesdays there will be thunderstorms. Also possible after 11 a.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail. Don't you know that? I said, Carl, it's so funny, the gauge that we have.
Yeah, we know how to,
Carl,
we know
we
how
put
to bring
the pads out and just got the backyard looking fabulous. Now we got to pull the pads in.
The pads on the chaise lounges and that. Well, the other thing we do, too, is then we go out and we plant stuff, and now hail's going to hit it and kill it.
It'll be beautiful. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every day, the weather is red here on KCNR. Shasta Gas Propane is our weather sponsor. Their Logan is our customers, our warm friends. They're locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
I just love you.
Are you glad I'm back?
I am so happy you're
back. Well, my parents came to town. And there was
well, you
were
having
of,
spring break last
well,
week.
Well, there was a lot of things to get done around the house. I just have, you know, we have our home is built in the 40s. Many of you know that. And there's a lot of cricks and cracks and
crevices.
Things that need to be fixed. And gosh, I'll tell you what, it's a lot. I'm telling you, having a house, and we have, our house is, we don't obviously use every single room, but.
Well,
when guests come, we do.
What she means is we don't use every room every day.
Right.
It doesn't mean that we just like lock off parts of the house, like an old manor, because it's so huge, because it's not. So what Linda meant to say.
Yes. Go ahead and fill in the blanks, Carl, because they can't understand on their own. No, seriously. No, we have rooms that when guests come,
that's right.
You know, it's just about going in there and fluffing them up, cleaning them up, and making sure the windows open. You know, so anyway, thanks to all our friends who make it our lives.
We need a shout out here.
And Thursday night was fabulous. We want to thank the staff at Wind River and for the people who came out. We saw Curtis Byron and we had some wonderful new friends that we met. It was a great night.
Marcus and Kelly and
Joe Larson
and Susie
was a trombonist, and it was just musically rich.
The gentleman who comes for the windows and his family.
Yes.
You brought him in, and he is there for every show.
Anthony. Anthony's Windows.
Anthony and his wife, and they brought her mother. It was great. But let's do a special shout-out for Dave, Rhonda's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Special shout-out for you, partner. I hope you're feeling better, and I hope you're looking great. So I hope you're feeling as good
feisty
as you look.
Feisty as always.
As usual. Okay, hey, a lot of things going on today. Enjoy the magazines. First Monday of the month, they're going to come in and talk to us. We're going to talk about just a number of things today, but this rain is really important because as much as this rain, we're supposed to get up to 6 to 12 inches of snow in the higher elevations. Unfortunately, too little, because right now is at 5% of the snowpack, of the historic averages of the snowpack. We're in deep trouble with the snowpack and the water. And now Governor Brown has made some pronouncements about water and the amount of water the farmers are getting. Farmers use 80% of the water in California. So where Brown was asking everybody to –
sorry.
Do you think it might stop?
I'm looking. There
okay.
We go. I was reading about the golf courses and the drought.
What about that?
Do you want me to go on about it?
Sure.
Okay. This is in Palm Springs. The gated community of Lake Mirage Racquet Club is built around water, of course. Maybe in the middle of the desert during one of the worst droughts ever recorded in California. But the grass is still green and water is still gushing in the ponds across Coachella Valley. For golf courses, resorts, and lush communities like Lake Mirage and Ranch Mirage, water is the lifeblood of the desert oasis. So what are they going to do with it? With Governor Brown now ordering a mandatory 25% cut in statewide water use, those measures are putting growing pressures on resorts, homeowner associations, and golf courses to pitch in and do their part to save more water. Doing that on a large scale, however, is likely to be costly and challenging because many homeowners on the fringes of grassy landscapes aren't interested in seeing brown turf or dry lakes outside their windows.
And here's one of the problems is that the people in L.A. and some of these places are using 300 gallons of water per day per person. When it's in places like San Francisco, which don't have the lawns and all that, are using 70 gallons. So they're trying to keep their lawns out in the desert. In the desert, using lawns, you know, wanting to keep their lawns green in these golf courses. And they say, well, it's reclaimed water, so it doesn't count. Well, maybe it doesn't count, but it sure doesn't look good. When you see them watering golf courses and you're telling people to – you know, if you take too long a shower, you're going to get fined $500. I'm not sure how you can check that.
Something wrong with that. Now, my mom.
There is something wrong with that.
My mom and dad called yesterday. They drove back to Sacramento. We had them here on Good Friday. And my brother lives in Carmichael, so they drove out to Carmichael. My mom said, I'll tell you already. And my brother lives in a very nice neighborhood, if you know Sacramento at all. It's over by Jesuit High School. She said already the people are starting to let their lawns go.
Well, we're seeing that here in town, and I'm just thinking is maybe, you know, we turned on the water once a day in, you know, in the middle of the night for it to come on. And maybe we ought to, I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll see. You know what we need to do is get the water authorities from right here in Reading and say, okay, what's the rules here? And we'll have them on and talk about it.
That's a great idea.
All right. Well, hey, this portion of our show has been brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number. You know, one of the things that's easy to talk about with Sleep Number is when you have a Sleep Number bed, Sleep Number mattress, and my Sleep Number setting is 40. This is the only mattresses in the, you know, not the only mattress, but these mattresses give you dual air technology. So Linda, Sleep Number setting is 45, and we don't have to sleep on the same numbers because you have, you know, beds maybe too firm, too soft. You can adjust it. So whether it's very firm or very soft, this has been rated the number one mattress in the United States by Consumer Reports. I just got the latest one out, the best products for 2015. And guess what? Our Sleep Number mattresses are right there. The i8 bed and also the IC rated number one. And now Sleep Number beds have a Sleep IQ technology that's available, which also helps you sleep better. I tell you what, all the things we have going on, all the things you all have going on out there, all the things that are going to be happening this summer, the three things that are going to keep you healthy and have you live the longest are
sleep,
diet, and exercise. Sleep. We can help you with the sleep. Just head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go in to the Sleep Number store over there by the vitamin shop and talk to Janice or Brian and tell them, you know what, you just heard Carl and Linda talking about it, and you want to come down and you want to try out that bed. And they're going to have you lay on this bed. They're going to show you what your Sleep Number setting is going to be. I guarantee you, you will sleep better. And they're made in America, and they're guaranteed. Trish Clark has had hers for well over 10 years and loves it. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join us for the second annual fundraising banquet and auction, April 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30. Command Sergeant Major Daniel Sebi, curator for the California State Museum, will be our guest speaker. Come join us for a great night and support the museum as we raise funds for the new museum property. For more information, call 222-2282. We look forward to your support.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, April the 6th, 20 after 7. So while you're just kind of laying there, kind of, well, I don't really have to be to work till 9, but I'm going to listen to what's going on. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. What can you say? Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. Not only that, if you sign up for a class and you do not have a firearm, they will provide free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take the basic CCW class. Next class is going to be the 18th and 19th of this month. So it'll be a week from, it'll be not this weekend, but next weekend. And you will have the opportunity to shoot on Sunday of that day. Mm. And you'll get some great instruction, the classroom instruction on Saturday, and the shooting's on Sunday. This is a great way to pick up your requal, too. So give...
Requalification.
Requalification for your CCW.
The requal.
Just come out on Sunday and shoot. Anyway, give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Okay. Now, finishing up on that story, you know, because I broke in on you, but because, you know, about the amount of water that L.A. residents, you know, in these, in, like in Hollywood use. Not all through, you know, but in Hollywood. But you were talking about the number of
The
number of golf courses.
Okay, according to this article, there are 866 golf courses in the state, and only about a third of them are on non-potable water. This is what you're going to start hearing this word.
Water.
Non-potable water. So that's a lot of potable water being used to irrigate golf courses, and yes, there's definitely an interest in figuring how to reduce the amount of water that's being used for irrigating golf courses. But he said that as the water board acts on the governor's order, state officials will need to work out the details of how to ensure conservation by people on private wells. Hello, click, click, click.
No,
particularly businesses on private wells like golf courses.
What you're going to see.
The language is vague. Yeah. The water districts, as you're talking about, we need to get our guys on, are going to have to interpret and issue something definitive. This is according to the guy who's director of government affairs for the Southern California Golf Association. Ultimately, how they interpret the language is what golf industry will have to live by. There's another guy who's taking a $45,000 grant, who's an owner of a golf course, and trying to get rid of the grass that's really not needed on the greens. You know, I don't know how they're going to do this when you're golfing on greens, but I know that some grass goes underneath where the greens are, you know, under the trees, different various areas, you know, where you just, you know what I'm talking about, off
the
green.
It could be a different type of grass they use, too. You know, maybe it uses too much water. Now, the other thing, too, is, though, I mean, I've seen you can play golf in the desert. You have to take some of this turf, you know, the artificial turf, and it goes with you. And when you hit the ball, when the ball stops, you go up, you put the ball on the artificial turf, and you hit it to the next time. And the only green spot on the whole course going in there is the green itself, and it has sand bunkers, and it's not easy, but it's but if you look at a lot of these courses, you know, is watering necessary? Can you play on brown grass? Why not? I mean, it's going to change the game. Now, is the time come for desalination plants, desalination? This is what they use in the Middle East. This is what Israel uses. This is what Saudi Arabia uses. And they get a lot of their water from just reclaiming it from the sea. It is expensive or more expensive. Now, it's like oil production that, you know, when oil got so expensive, then they could go into fracking and other things, which made it, or going into the oil sands, which is more expensive to reclaim the oil, but it was worth it because oil was so expensive. Is water going to be so precious that we're going to be building these desalination plants? They're going to start pushing that water into urban areas because that's where, like L.A. and San Francisco and all these, they're on the ocean. We're not. They're going to get their water from that, or maybe 50% of their water. They're going to pay a lot more until we have, the cycles change and here comes the water again. Then what happens? Do the plants shut down? And then all that money you've spent on these plants, you know, to build them and to keep them going, because then you have to maintain them. Then what happens? But I would say you'll see this in the future. You'll see somebody building these plants. And the Israelis have come up probably with a cheaper way of doing it from what article I read. So,
well, if you go to USA Today, this article is when you type in USA Today, it'll be on the top headlines. And then if you go scroll down, you're going to see the green dots and the red dots on the map of California. And yes, when you look at the red dots, it's from Santa Barbara down are the most water usage.
Santa Barbara down? Well, yeah, because it's desert down there. California is semi-desert. I mean, if there's a book, Cadillac Desert, you read about it. We're using tons of water to grow crops and to keep people there, and more people are coming into California. And this is a desert, and we shouldn't be spending that, or we shouldn't be using that much water. I mean, it's ridiculous to think about. You're going to see a massive change in crops in California if this drought continues. They're going to start moving crops that are heavy in water usage, maybe out to a different states, you know, tomatoes, cotton, and almonds. Almonds uses more water than the other plant I read the other day, or any other, you know, crop like that. But we have really great growing areas up here. Maybe we should bring them all the way up here to the North State where we could have more water, as much as the South hates to hear that. But water, the battles have just begun. Brown has just started. You know, Elton, from now on, there's no more 5-minute showers for you, buddy, or your teammates. All your teammates are going to have to get in the shower together, and somebody's going to spray with your hose. You soap yourself down, and they spray you again, because that's the way you save, unless you do that already. Is that what you do that already?
From time to time. No,
just for fun. No, just for fun. You're going to take showers like we did when we were getting ready for a desert storm. They brought out the shower trailers. You walked in, you took off all your gear, you put your guns and everything, everything. You just stacked it in this one area. Then you walk down this little platform into the shower trailer. You had a little spot there. You go in. You had your soap with you, and the water would come on for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. So you get yourself all wet, and I mean, 2 minutes really is a long time. And you soap yourself down, or they turn it off, and then you soap yourself all down, and then it'd be off for a couple minutes, and they turn it back on for 2 minutes. I'm not even sure if it was 2 minutes. It could have been just a minute. But that was it. Then you rinsed off. That was where you rinsed off. And then you walked back, put on your dirty uniforms, and kept going because we had no water to wash the uniforms. We'd wash them in trash cans, these little, like your trash can or a 5-gallon bucket or something. You just wash them, and it'd just be terribly dark water. And you'd rinse them in another one. Terribly dark water when you finished. We'd put them on, and then you hang them outside with the wind blowing and the sand. And you'd feel really clean when you put it back on. Mm-hmm. But then when people would travel up there from the rear to see what we were doing because we were out there, wow, you guys, what? What? We thought we smelled great. Anyway.
Well,
I don't know if we're going to get to that part.
When you first came back from Iraq, and you came up to Reading, I remember you looking at me when I was brushing my teeth. You could not believe that I did not turn the water off in between.
So I still don't believe.
Well, you got me to.
That's right.
Because I remember in high school, which would have been in the 70s, there was a drought, and we were educated at that point. They were teaching us how to not waste water. Like if you're going to shower, turn the shower off, soap yourself up, turn the shower on, rinse off, turn it off. Brush your teeth, put your thing under the faucet, turn it off, your toothbrush. Turn it off, brush your teeth, turn it back on.
That's what you need to do.
I hate to say this, but you don't have to flush the toilet if you're just going number one all the time.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
I know that's gross, but it's truly... Hey. It's truly part of the whole.
At least you're not having to do it in 55-gallon drums that have been cut off in half, and then you burn it every day because you got plenty of petroleum.
But you do back in the day. I hate to say this, but back in the day, if you lived in the hills, you didn't have running water,
no.
So you had to clean your dishes, either take them down to the creek or bring up the water. And in the wintertime when it was super cold,
my grandparents did not have. They had a pump in the house. But their plumbing, it was an outhouse at their farm. And I grew up, on the mm-hmm. summers we went there. There was an outdoor privy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mom would go in there, and my sister and I would throw lumps of coal at it, bang, rocks.
Well, I tell you,
she wasn't happy about
my mother still has, you know, like bathroom issues because of the fact that she grew up with an outside toilet.
I hope you're not listening to this.
No, I mean, she did. She'll tell you that she's still mad at her dad about it. They didn't have to live like that. But he just thought, well, you've got running water, but you don't need a flusher. So, you know, she went in.
No. You know, I'm not even going to go because we need to take a break. I'm not even going to bring up an advertiser right now because they probably call me up later and call me names. After this, talking
the pump
about
flusher.
A pump flusher there. Yeah, you know, this is it's Monday, April the 6th. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:30 in the morning. We're talking about the water, the showers. You know, there's some editorials we want to talk about. We've got some guests coming in today also, starting off this month of April. A lot of good stories and a lot of good things happening here. I hope everybody's having a great day. Hope everybody had a great Easter. I saw an excerpt today as I was watching the TV about a doctor. He's a neurosurgeon. He's an academic neurosurgeon who had literally he had meningitis that which destroys your brain and kills you. And he had a near death experience. In fact, he says it's the closest thing you can get because of the type of disease it is. And he is now firmly believes that your spirit still goes on.
That's cool.
I mean, he firmly believes it. And he had Imus, you know, Imus, who was a cynical kind of guy. He had him sitting there. He goes, I'm so glad I talked to you. He says, I could talk to you all day. Because this guy was really, I mean, he was just matter of fact, wearing a bow tie and has written this book, Proof of Heaven.
Wasn't he a doctor?
He was.
He
is an academic neurosurgeon. And yes. That's why he had a tough time with this originally. But we got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. That's Redding Kia with cool April deals all month long.
Like 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in Kia lease cash on the all-new 2015 Kia Sedona. It completely redefines family transportation from top to bottom. Rated number one by Motor Trend March 2015.
Get cool April deals with super low financing on all new Sorentos, Optimas, Sportages, Fortes, and Rios too.
It's a great time to own a new Kia during Redding Kia's cool April deal sale. Redding Kia, where you always get more for your trade-in.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% finance and lease cash offers on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Sale ends May 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
America's original extreme sport. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. 3 days of the best rodeo action on dirt. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, by phone or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume. Got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
4.5 million Americans would die each year without life-saving blood transfusions. You can help us save lives while being a winner, too.
The Diamond Drop is happening live at Redding Shasta Blood Center. Desi and I will be there from 10 to 5 showcasing a gorgeous diamond necklace, sponsored by Four Winds Jewelry. Challenge yourself and others in our Operation Save a Life campaign.
It's the Diamond Drop, April 17th at Shasta Blood Center. Call 221-0600 and sign up today.
KCNR 1460.
Welcome back.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning, the 6th of April. Look at that. Boy, did that just go by. 7:34 in the morning, currently 39 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Go in and see the folks at Four Winds Jewelry. They're the experts on gold and loose diamonds and loose stones. You can go get your watches repaired and anything that you need to do for all of your jewelry needs. That's Four Winds Jewelry. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Again, go see Leonard. And their hours are 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday.
No matter,
Leonard.
No matter what I say. It's 9:30.
You were just
to
off
four.
A half hour
just
on both sides.
Just a half hour. Okay. Well, you know what? I just wanted, you know, Leonard. And if you know what, if you don't, even if when you go in there and you look around, just talk to Leonard. It's a hoot. They're right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, Four Winds Jewelry. But plus, they donated a beautiful bracelet for
necklace.
Necklace for raising for a blood drive. We're getting ready to go on.
It's going
to
be an ice sculpture, and we'll just tell you more about those details as they are released.
People know that I like to shoot, and as does Linda, and I also like to hunt. And one of the things that we got involved with last year was the Safari Club International. Now you're thinking, Safari Club, oh yeah, you're out there in Africa, in other places hunting, because that's what you think of. And that's not it at all. Now how did I get involved with that? Is these two lovely young people came in to into the reservation one day right here, and and they said they were talking about it, and I said, well, that sounds interesting. I didn't know this. You know, I always thought of Safari Club International as being, you know, for the, you know, very rich who went out and flew in with their private jets and you know, and shot animals and then brought them back, you know, when they had the professional hunter who would make a run at your wife when you're out in Africa in the veldt. It turns out I was wrong about all that. I'm here with Sheila and Larry McLeod, who are the president, and Larry's the president of Safari Club International, the Redding chapter.
Good morning.
So good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, you're sitting over there giggling. You've never had a professional hunter make a run at you. Oh, why not?
Only the one in my own house.
Oh. Hey, you know, Safari Club International is not what I thought it was. Let's talk about what it is, though. It is about hunting.
That is correct. And basically, we're first for hunters. You can, you know, go around the country and you can look at all these other organizations, and they're for elk, they're for grouse, they're for pheasants, they're for mule deer. We're for hunters.
And you're like the National Rifle Association for hunters, Safari Club International.
Absolutely.
You all fight it out over, you're all through the United States, you all are trying to protect hunters' rights.
Well, that is correct. And, for example, if we file something in the state, the NRA files an amicus brief. If we see NRA filing for something in some state, then we go file an amicus brief for them to cover the hunter's rights portion.
And this is the big thing is hunter's rights. Sheila, and one of the things that got me interested in this was when you came in and you were talking about this banquet you all have.
Mm-hmm.
What a spectacular banquet, and I was honored to be asked to
thank you.
MC it last year, because I didn't realize just how all the things that went into this, into the banquet.
Can I just say one thing, that we're talking about hunters' rights this morning, which is great, but part of the equation that we're not hearing about, and Sheila, why don't you share with our listeners, promoting wildlife conservation worldwide.
Oh, absolutely. Without animals, there is no hunting. And if we don't take care of our game and keep their numbers up, there's nothing there for anybody, not even our children. And that's the most important part of what we do.
That's what was the most fascinating thing for me, because I think anybody can go out there with a gun and shoot at something.
Yes.
You get your license and whatever. But so what about the conservation part of it is so important, because you learn about the species, you learn about their habitats, you try to, you know, like with when we've done the Ducks Unlimited, we've learned so much about conservation, and this is, you know, the culling of the species or a particular animal.
It goes hand in hand with being an ethical hunter.
Yes.
Taking only the game that you need, taking it properly, taking good care of it, and going out only, not just for trophies and stuff, but, you know, an older animal or something like that. It's having good ethics.
You know, the people don't realize that without the hunters' fees, hunter and fishermen's fees that they pay every year, that a lot of the programs, a lot of the game programs, a lot of the wildlife management programs would not happen because of the millions of dollars that are paid by the fees that, that we hunters and fishermen pay. Not only that, but when rifles or firearms are bought, there's funds that are given by the government that go back into supposedly into helping the in helping wildlife programs too. I mean, millions of dollars we're talking about here. And without those hunters' licenses and the fishermen's licenses, wildlife management as we know it would have to change dramatically unless they took the money from the general fund, which would take it from someplace else.
I rarely see anybody put general fund money into any of the animal conservation groups. It always comes from the outside. Even now you have the Sheep Foundation out there. They just reestablished more ewes and more rams in our California mountains. And if it wasn't for them, they wouldn't be there at all.
Well, a couple of things. We're talking about, we're going to be having this, the Reading Regional Chapter, the annual fundraising banquet, which is May 2nd.
And here's a couple of things. The 21st annual one.
The 21st annual, but on May 2nd. So that's the calendar. And we're going to talk about how to get tickets. But with this night, the auction, lots of guns, of course, but there's a red stag hunt in New Zealand and Argentina, a bull elk hunt in Colorado, a cow elk hunt in Utah, two goose hunts, premier African bow or rifle hunt for men and women. We went again last year and it was something that we said, this is going to be an annual event for us. It was fun. It was informative. And, we want to talk about how you can get tickets.
We can have you get tickets at scireading.org. That's our primary website, and what we do there, we show a banquet flyer. You download it, fill it out, and send it to the address shown in the bottom. Or you can call Larry McLeod at 474-5075. You can call Ed Brood at 524-3252. Or you can go to Scott Borg's office. He's at 221-4650, and you can purchase tickets directly from Scott.
On East Cypress.
On East Cypress. He's at 1551 East Cypress, Trophy West Insurance. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, here's where the money is going. Over 70% of the funds raised at the banquet stay in the region
Absolutely.
And are used to promote humanitarian programs such as Safari Care, which sends humanitarian supplies to indigenous people in need throughout the world. Safari Wish allows disabled children the chance to hunt. Regional educational scholarships for high school seniors. You all give out scholarships for that.
Yes.
And this is something people don't realize. Here's a senior getting ready to go off to college, and you can go to Safari Club International and actually get a
This one we created for our chapter to stay here in the local area. Our recipients have come from Central Valley, Shasta High, Red Bluff High, Fall River, and Foothill. And it's wonderful that we've spread it out and we've had such diverse young people and one young lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you also help disabled veterans in the area.
Yes.
That your sensory safari trailer, free to local schools, the one that you take out. That, it's out there at Muse Trucking. That, you know, they just keep it out there.
Yeah, this year I think we have 17 different places that we're taking the trailer to.
And then local humanitarian veterans organizations. This is what's your local Safari Club International Club, the Reading chapter.
We took a local lady veteran this last Sunday down to Clear Creek Sports Club down by Corning, and she had a wonderful day of hunting pheasants and chucker.
And it's not just for hunting. Shayla arranged to get a fishing trip for a young boy with cancer. We're taking them out on a patio boat, and they're going to get fish bowls and lunch and have a great time.
You know, they're reaching out. You know, Safari Club International, even though it says international with the Reading chapter, a lot of this stays here. And a lot of it is used to help our people, veterans, those that are, like you said, maybe suffering from illnesses and the club. Now, I can tell you, and I've been to a lot of fundraisers. And some of them purport to have guns and raffle items, which they do. But you've never seen anything like you've seen Safari Club International. I'm telling you, the selection, guys, girls, the selection types of guns that you're going to see there are second to none anywhere. I don't care if it's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I don't care if it's the California Mule Deer Association. I don't care what it is. You've never seen such a selection, a fine selection of guns
that are
going to be offered up there.
The idea for us items. Is not just the bottom line.
Right.
We want you to have a good item to go home with. We want you to have a good time. We want you to have a chance at something that you've never had a chance at before.
And we're also very grateful that people bring their children. We have gifts for children that attend, and we strive to be a family-oriented banquet.
Absolutely. May 2nd is the Reading Regional Chapter 21st annual Safari Club International. We get the book. We became members last year. We thought it was important that
we both became members,
so we get two books, and we pass the books on to, you know,
to
one.
Other people,
we only
just kind of like hand it out. You know,
but it's a fabulous catalog, and it's very informative. Before we take this break, what did you learn in Vegas at the huge world, whatever you want to call it, the
Safari Club International
kahuna of Safari International, right?
Well, this year we probably saw much, much more merchandise than we had in previous years. There was all the old, safaris through Africa, all the way from $60,000 worth down to a few thousand dollars worth. We saw many more knives this year, beautiful knives. Some of them are handmade. Some of them, of course, are machine-made, and the price varies accordingly. But we also saw a lot more of new, guides coming in. Each time SCI expands their floor plan, they get more area.
In other words, they can fill it up all the time.
And apparently they have something like 1,500 safaris and guides and outfitters that want to come and fill these booths.
Maybe we need to have a mini SCI International right here in Reading.
We kind of learn a lot about it with this with this banquet, which is really, really nice.
It's going to be May the
2nd. River.
Yeah, yes. Wind River. Give Larry a call at 474-5075 or go to the Safari Club International Reading chapter for tickets. We're here with Sheila and Larry McLeod. And thank you very much for being here
Thank you for having us once again.
This won't be the only time, because we're going to be – you know what, my friends, it's really a good time. You really have a good opportunity there to pick up some quality equipment, and you learn a lot.
We're going to add this year a youth draw for a rifle and a shotgun. They do not have to buy tickets. You have to be between 17 and 12 in age, and we're going to have a special draw for the youth.
Tickets are $60 for one person, $90 per couple.
Is where we got the squirrel hunt last year.
Yes.
One of the squeak hunts we went on.
Yeah, the squeak hunt that we did silent auction from this particular one. We became good friends with the folks who sold it to us, and we took our grandkids, and our grandson had the time of his life, and it was just a wonderful thing. Again, people who are conservationists, thinking about, you know, how to go be safe, do the best that they can, and eradicate those varmints.
Yeah. Now, if there's anybody out there who would like to make a donation to the banquet, then contact any of these numbers. If you have a squeaker hunt, a pig hunt, anything out there, just give us a call. We appreciate it very much.
I may have to throw out there, because I'm getting my professional hunter's license, professional squeak hunter. That I take you out on a squeak hunt, you know, and feed you lunch. I may have to do that. Professional squeak hunter, Carl Bott. We'll be back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, professional hunter. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one.
We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Come rock and roll with Redding Republican Women. Go back in time to the 50s as we celebrate our fourth annual Wine and Brew event during cool April nights at the Elks Lodge. Libations, appetizers, and a live DJ. $25 tickets, call Diana Branch at 941-2100. Thank you to our sponsors, Mosley Family Cellars, Mount Tehama Winery, Elpin Cellars, New Clairvaux, Armor Low, Bernsini Vineyards, Lucero Olive Oil, and Woody's Brewing Company. Wednesday, April 22nd at the Elks Lodge, a fundraiser to benefit the scholarship program and Bucket of Books.
Well, good morning. 7:52 in the morning. Good morning. It's 40 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a 60% chance of showers today with temperatures around 54. Tonight, the forecast calls for 100% chance of rain. Now, we also are going to have winds up to 14 miles, maybe gusts up to 21. With our winds tomorrow continuing on, and thunderstorms possibly after 11 a.m. tomorrow. So our temperatures tonight are going to reach the lows of 43, tomorrow 54, lows of 41. Now, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Good morning.
Good morning. 365-3793 is our phone number. So what did you think about the idea of being a professional squeak hunter?
Well,
you think I can make a living off
I think
off
you
that?
Need to put some time in, which I think you're going to be doing here pretty soon. But let's go on to...
I mean, we could go out and find the right spot, you know, and I could get the right camouflage, wear a ghillie suit.
Yeah, we're working
crawl
on...
Crawl out there.
Camo.
Camoing up, you know.
Camo.
Okay. But speaking of camo, we have retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows with us today.
Good morning.
And who is heading up the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. They're having their second annual fundraising banquet and auction here next week.
Coming up fast. It'll be this coming Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we were looking at it. It's funny with Easter. Easter fell in a different time because you'd always think of Easter like maybe the first 2 weeks. Well, it happened so early. So April 11th, you are having your wonderful event at Wind River. Last year we attended. It was great. Tell us about the night.
All right. Well, the fundraiser starts April 11th. That's this coming weekend. That's Saturday at Wind River Casino. 4:30 is when the doors open. 6:30 is when the dinner starts. We're going to have a great guest. Our great guest is going to be Command Master Sergeant Daniel Sebi, and he is now the curator for the California State Capitol Museum.
Mm.
And Dan used to operate the old Sacramento Military Museum down mm. there, and then they went through some transition and closed that. And so now he's working for the state for the Capitol as the main curator. And so Dan will be our guest speaker, and then we're going to have our fundraising there with the auction. It's going to be a great opportunity. You know, we're working on a new location, a new property for the museum, and we are raising money at this event for us to be able to make that happen in our Northern California community.
Where's the new location at?
The new location is located in Shasta County, and it is going to be down between Anderson and Cottonwood on Cottonwood Hill there. And so we are waiting for a few more details here from the county and from the realtor to make sure everything works before we just spread all the information mm-hmm. right out.
Right.
But in Anderson is more of a user-friendly area down there.
Well, I'll tell you what,
the city of Anderson.
The city of Anderson and also Shasta County, and then Cottonwood is just filled full of veterans that live and have retired there. It's just a wonderful opportunity for us to make this happen in our area. And so we're just going to continue pressing forward. You know, they have the Anderson Walk of Honor down there.
Right.
And so
beautiful.
This will complement that, and that will complement the museum.
Well, you have all the goods. You have all this merchandise, or not even merchandise, that's incorrect, memorabilia.
Well, and if you're not familiar, we just received a 1952 Canberra bomber. It's a B-57. It's located out at the Redding Airport. And as soon as we start moving this museum forward here, we're going to take the wings off and take it up there, and you'll be able to see it on the hill from the I-5 freeway left and right going north and south.
Oh, that's great. I know this has been a really big pet project for you. Why do you think when you came back that after your many years of serving our country, and by the way, thank you, that you got so engrossed in this Veterans Museum and Heritage? What spoke to you to be like the forerunner for this?
Well, as a Navy CB, we ran 177 convoys in Iraq on my second tour out of Fallujah. Carl and I served together within the same community during that time frame. We worked with the Iraqi army. We worked with the Iraqi police. We worked with the families, the children. We built hospitals. CBs do humanitarian work, and that's what we did. We did humanitarian work there. We worked with the actual people there. We made a positive difference in the lives of people every single day while we were in Iraq. And we thought, okay, great, man. We've done all this stuff. We come home. There's going to be stories. There's going to be different things about what we did. We came home, and it was nothing but ridicule. There's nothing but hate and discontent for President Bush at that time frame and for all the military that was serving. And I thought to myself, wow, after all that we've done, this is how we're being treated. And I was upset. I was really upset inside. And I thought to myself, well, the brass tacks is that if they've done this to us, and this is the new generation of veterans serving in Iraq, and then that means they've done it to many other veterans. And we already knew that they had done it to Vietnam veterans. And that just meant that the stories weren't being told for anyone else. So what we did was we put together the organization so that it would represent all of our veterans who wear the uniform, to tell a straightforward story about how they serve, and then to let people come in and make a decision based on that. Not left, not right, but straightforward.
Okay, and this also, the museum also has, you know, stuff, you've got memorabilia and you've got historical artifacts from the Revolutionary War.
To present, yes.
To present. I mean, it's pretty cool. And plus, you got all types of vehicles, aircraft.
Yes,
and,
we do.
In fact, you got this, I think you've got the second largest Air Force. Never mind. Bottom line, though, is that it's a fundraiser. It's this coming weekend. It's going to be April 11th. It's going to be at Wind River. The social hour starts at 4:30. Dinner starts at 6:30. Live auction starts at 7:30.
And where do we get tickets?
You can get tickets at the Bocelli office for the museum. It's 3300 Bocelli Lane. We're right across the street from Totally Trucks. And the phone number for the office is 222-2282. Real simple to remember.
Okay, and the way you do this is just going down there and get it. There's lots of raffle items, get raffle packs, and this is a fundraiser for our Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's been, you know, it's continuing to move on. We have not.
Persistence every day is a new opportunity, and we take the best of it.
Okay, Rob Burrows. Well, you know, we're going to talk about this all week, and. where to go to, where to get the tickets and all that. So thanks a lot, Rob.
You're very welcome.
You bet. Hey, when we get back, we've got Enjoy the Magazine with us and talking about what's happening this month in Northern California. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the People's Station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Kenyan military says it launched airstrikes against Islamic militants in Somalia following an extremist attack on a Kenyan college that killed 148 people. Meanwhile, the Kenyan Health Secretary James Macharia says that forensics experts working hard to identify all the victims of last week's massacre.
We had the National Bureau of Registration going through the fingerprints, matching them the entire night to make sure that scientifically we determined the identity of those bodies.
And Colonel David Abano, a military spokesman, said the warplanes attacked positions of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group both yesterday afternoon and in the wee hours of the morning today. U.S. services firms expanded at a slightly slower yet still healthy pace in the month of March. Here's SRN's Jeremy House.
The Institute for Supply Management says its services index slipped from 56.9 in February to 56.6 last month. Any reading above 50 indicates expansion. The overall index was dragged down by falling sales. However, measures of hiring and orders increased, evidence that services firms may see solid growth in the coming months.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The ISM is a trade group of purchasing managers. Its survey of services firms covers businesses that employ about 90% of the American workforce. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he hopes that the Indiana government will fix a law he believes has failed to protect private business owners who don't want to go against their own religious beliefs.
What they don't want is the government to force them to participate in wedding ceremonies that contradict their beliefs. They simply want the right to say, we don't want to be forced to participate in those ceremonies. So I was disappointed that you could see Christians and their businesses face discrimination in Indiana.
With a similar religious freedom bill being introduced in Louisiana now, that was Governor Jindal appearing yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. At Wall Street, the Dow's thriving right now, up 98 points. This is SRN News.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and law number 3030.
The U.S. Supreme Court has passed up an early chance to weigh in on a North Carolina voting rights issue that critics allege limits the ability of African Americans to vote. We get more from SRN's Wally Hines.
The court had intervened last October to uphold North Carolina's photo ID requirements and some limits on the number of early voting days. But in this new decision, the high court wiped away that earlier order and rejected the state's appeal of a lower court decision that blocked some of the restrictions. Civil rights groups have sued. A trial date is set for July. The issue could eventually end up back before the Supreme Court before the 2016 presidential election.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Survivors of the Boston Marathon bombing have gathered in court to listen to closing arguments in the federal death penalty trial of admitted bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. A man and woman who each lost a leg in the bombing are in court, along with the parents of an 8-year-old boy who was among those murdered at the finish line. This is SRN News. South Korean president is promising to consider raising a ferry which sank almost a year ago, resulting in the loss of more than 300 lives.
As the anniversary approaches, the families have held candlelit protests and highly emotional public meetings. The government, under rising political pressure, has just announced compensation for the bereaved. Families describe the offer of money as an insult.
And that is a BBC Steve Evans reporting. Police say an Amtrak train struck and killed a husband and wife who were on the tracks in North Carolina. James Thompson says the married couple was homeless. He knew them, and he says they were good people.
They had a grocery cart, and they had a few items in it. And they asked me, would I use my truck to go over there, because crossing the railroad tracks was so bad.
That's James Thompson, who spoke to WTVD-TV. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is April the 6th, 8:05 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is a little quiet in the chat room. I don't know why that is.
Well, it's Monday after Easter, and sometimes people take the week off after Easter.
And we have, of course, you know, it's just the reason I did that, because I was going to say something else, but now I'm not, because of the way we're situated in here. So what's the weather look like?
Okay, currently 38 degrees.
Love of my life.
38 degrees. Showers likely tonight with temperatures around 54 and our highs of 54. And we're going to have 100% chance of rain tonight with our lows of around 43. Tomorrow looks like we have, again, a rainy day. Bring it on. We love it. Temperatures high of 54 tomorrow and a chance of showers tomorrow night. Now, the forecast is calling for gusty winds today up to 30 miles per hour. And tonight and tomorrow, thunder. Storms, especially tomorrow after 11 a.m. So some of the storms could produce small hail. Just want you to know that in case you've got things outside that may need to be brought in. And again, 100% chance of rain. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. I know. I just snapped on the heater just a little bit to take the chill out of the air this morning. And they are locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yes, what's on my mind is tonight at the tea party, we are going to have Tim Pappas come in.
Okay.
And he's going to be talking to us and telling us about the importance of serving on the grand jury. Recently, last year, his wife, Sherlyn, served on the grand jury, and she said it was one of the most rewarding experiences she's ever had. And she's going to also come in and talk about, you know, her experience and encourage other people to get involved. It's one way that we can get involved and make a difference.
Well, you know, I think you're right. The and we've had the grand jury people on before, you know, talking, wanting to get people in there. And frankly, we need a more of a cross section in our city. However, it can take some time, and they, you know, anywhere from what they say 40 minutes to 4 hours a week, sometimes more. But mm-hmm. What they do is they get into those questions that sometimes are not investigated as much as they should be.
Exactly. So. And it's interesting, too, that they have questions or cases submitted to them, and then they, as a group, get to choose which ones they choose to investigate, and then their evidence is turned over to the courts if they find enough evidence to support it.
That's great.
So it should be very interesting tonight at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Barnaby Road. Come on out.
Come on down.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you.
Carl,
you
Linda.
Bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, you had some tickets. Something.
Well, you know,
what's going on?
This is the Breakfast Lions 20th Annual Senior All-Star Basketball Game will be on April the 12th, this weekend. And they're going to host the 20th Annual Senior Invitational Basketball Games at Simpson University. Senior All-Stars from as far north as Yreka, Weed, and Mount Shasta, and as far south as Corning, Orlando, and Los Molinas are all going to be here. And we have tickets for this. We've got tickets for the Breakfast Lions 20th Annual Senior All-Star Basketball. It was started in 1996 and wanted to provide an event to honor approximately 50 to 60 senior All-Stars, both boys and girls there. So we've got a couple tickets here for this weekend. So the first person that calls, 605-4567, gets two tickets. For this Sunday's game, for the girls' game starts at 4 p.m. and the boys' game starts at 6 p.m. Hosted by Simpson University. Two tickets for this. Or we could even give you a family pack if you wanted to take your kids to this. So give us a call, 605-4567. Going down for a great weekend of a great day of basketball. The second thing we want to talk about is CareNet of Northern California has their annual Walk for Life 2015. The 5K fun run and the 2 mile walk is on Saturday, April 18th, a week from this Saturday at the Sundial Bridge. And it's only $5 to walk or $25 to run and then gather donations to earn prizes. You can register at carenetnorcal.org. If you got any questions, give a call to Shelly Gibbs at 246-7075. And in the future here, we told you about the Safari Club International, but in the morning, you can go out for the Military Order. The Purple Heart Reading Chapter is looking for golfers, hole sponsors, and raffle prize donations for their annual golf tournament held at Gold Hills on Saturday, May 2nd. Be a four-person scramble with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. And we've done this before, and it is wild and crazy out there on the golf course. Compliments of Lithia Chevrolet Reading. A hole-in-one wins you a 2015 Chevy Colorado. Dude. All you have to do is hit the ball, hit that ball and put it in the hole, which
yes,
is the idea. So,
it's hole in one.
It gets done.
It
happens. And everybody goes,
you know, your dad did it once, right?
No, well, he got a hole in one, but not for one of those.
Well, he still got a hole in one. Oh, so in your lifetime, you can say, as you meet your angels, thank you for letting me have that hole in one.
Tell us all the good things you did. I had a hole in one. They immediately go to a special spot in heaven. And you know, I just did let you know is that the Military Order of the Purple Heart was awarded by the Reading Chamber of Commerce the 2014 Nonprofit Organization of the Year over a lot of very well known, very well financed organizations, and they do not take that honor lightly. They want $150 to sponsor a hole. And like I said, it's a four-person scramble. You're going to have a great time. Call Bill Filan at 339-5449 or JT Thomason at Gold Hills at 246-7867.
I know JT.
That's right. Coming up, we've got James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy. Everything that's happening. Good morning, guys. We're going to take a break. When we come back, everything that's happening in the beautiful April edition of Enjoy. What's happening at the store. There's all kinds of good, juicy stuff waiting for you right after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
America's original extreme sport.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. 3 days of the best rodeo action on dirt. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, by phone or Diamond W Westernware in Chico.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Hey girls, who doesn't love diamonds? I know I do. What better way to save a life than one that could leave you sparkling? Join me, Desi from Shasta Blood Center, and KCNR's Molly Kidd for the Diamond Drop, April 17th from 10 to 5 at Shasta Blood Center. Donate blood, save a life, all while enjoying cupcakes, a Challenge Save a Life photo booth where you can challenge others to do the same, and a chance to win a diamond necklace valued at $800 donated by the fabulous Four Winds Jewelry. Call 221-0600 and make your appointment today.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
We're hot here. Welcome back to KCNR. We got, if you're hearing giggling, you know it's James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine here on this beautiful Monday morning. It's the 6th, the day after Easter. And actually, it's Easter Monday, they call it on the calendar. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends at Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You want some great coffee or tea? You just walk into Espresso Joe's. They have it all. Lattes, cappuccinos, you name it. If you can think it up, they can make it. The T&B cuties right there. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that has the top-rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado. All of it there. At Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got it all with great people, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco & Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right, let's start off by, first of all, congratulating Rhonda, editor-in-chief, who celebrates her 10th year anniversary with Enjoy Creatives this month.
Yep.
What is Enjoy Creatives?
So...
It's I love it. Did I put you
time.
On the spot?
No,
I'm sorry.
No. It's just
you are the heart and soul of the Enjoy Magazine.
We started out as in-house marketing and design when we all left KMS and we started our ad agency. And then, you know, Enjoy, our magazine came along. And what it has ended up happening is Enjoy has just blossomed into overtaking everything. And so that is the brand that kind of has developed out of in-house. And you'll notice on the front of the magazine, it says Enjoy Magazine. It's on the house because it's, you know, free publication. Mm-hmm. But we recently just went through a corporate change, and we are now Enjoy Inc. That's the name of our parent corporation.
Okay.
And Enjoy Creatives is the division that used to be in-house, which is okay. Where we do our marketing and advertising. So it's we just have a new umbrella. People know us as Enjoy, and so we've just taken the other ancillary portions of our businesses and have folded them now in under and into Enjoy.
Well, besides the magazine, and when we have you come on, we talk about what's happening in the store and the local products and some of the wonderful things that you know that are always blooming and growing from out of the thought of you bringing it into the publication and into the store, is the fact that when businesses come to Reading and they're looking for, oh gosh, how are we going to market this? They come, many of them come to you and you create a look. You mm-hmm. create this whole
a brand
around them. And mm-hmm. I'm not sure people who are listening really know that that's also a part of what you do. And mm-hmm. that's what I guess in layman's terms is what Rhonda is in charge of that branch. That also is one of your hats that you wear, that part.
Actually, no. I don't. Yvonne actually heads that part up.
Okay.
She's very creative, and she does a lot of campaigns for different businesses and stuff. So that's really her thing. My part of the business, and I started with in-house marketing, so I've been with them since they started the business. But everything that I do has to do with Enjoy Magazine. So,
okay, well, that's a good clarification mm-hmm. right there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because when you enter, it says in-house marketing.
Yeah,
so, yes.
But Enjoy Magazine is handled in our organization as a client under Enjoy Creatives.
Well, you know, that's kind of cool because and I understand it, too.
Yep.
And I understand exactly why you're doing it because you've got several other entities now that are growing and that you're going to need the umbrella over there and the ones mm-hmm. underneath it so you can kind of separate them out, especially in the new stores, the new magazines and all this. I mean, this is...
And that's a good segue for this.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, a good segue for this. I think this is our second issue, but a lot of people don't realize. We have right at the front of the magazine now, we had always had a lot of people ask us questions about ourselves, our magazine, our organizations. And so we've created a new section called Side Note, what we're up to. And it's basically every month we just have a little section in there that talks about some of the things that we're doing for ourselves, some of the things that we're doing for the community, things that we belong to, things that we support, ways of communicating. Obviously, I saw you notice that you're in there. We are talking about the radio shows that we are on, like this morning and the first Thursday that we cover for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So that kind of stuff, because we do a lot of things like that. We have multiple shows that we work on. People want to know about the staff. They want to know about, movies in the park. I mean, we're always doing something. And so this is it's called Side Note. It's just a page that is a real easy communication of all the things that we've got our fingers in and what we're trying to, uplift and showcase. And,
sure.
You know, one of the things in there that's really cool, without sounding like we're bragging, because that's one of our biggest challenges is we don't want to come across in any way as arrogant and mm-hmm. But
which you all are not. You're just
well, thank
good.
You, and I appreciate
but you
that.
Don't. You, if there's a difference between,
but if we
saying,
don't sound the horn, nobody do. Will.
Well, we're here to ask you about those things that you're doing. Yeah. That's great.
Our store just we had a family that came in. It was really exciting. And we just had a husband and wife with a newborn that basically came in and did some shopping, and they just spent the millionth dollar in sales at Enjoy the Store.
Wow. That's
so
applause.
That is awesome. And I say that not from our perspective, but to know that translates to over $650,000 being returned to vendors that are in our store. So besides it's being spent local, you're supporting local, we're a local business. They're local artists. This is 100% of this money is staying here in Shasta County. And
which is exceptional.
Which is awesome.
Well, I have a little side note, a sidebar with you on this particular good feeling. Is that I think now it would be safe to say that when people are thinking about a quick thank you gift, they'll mm-hmm. go in to get the Enjoy box.
Mm.
They'll go in and get some items
mm-hmm.
and deliver them, and I had a thank you basket delivered to me last week.
Oh yes,
that was with scones and honey, and
it was like a garden party basket.
It was just so thoughtful that I thought to them for the people who had dropped that off for me that it was just a wonderful thing. So that's that circulatory.
No good deed goes unrewarded.
Well,
you earned it.
Well, it was
that's why it was a thank you.
But it was neat because it was from you, and then I just thought I was shopping local, and it was all local. Yeah,
and you saw the cake mm-hmm. that we were given.
Yes,
oh yes,
with Enjoy.
I was actually with the Windbecklers last night.
Okay, what great people they are!
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Windbecklers, and your store, which is so much more than you can just imagine. And people, I don't even know. I guess they bake cakes here.
They do,
but that's not what they do anymore.
They are effectively. It's a weird. I say retired, but they're not. They're retired from the the hard part of this business, and now they do the good part that they love, and that's the training and teaching. They have an online store, and they sell a lot of the things that are needed to do this. But
look at that.
Oh, no.
That's amazing.
It is amazing because people would look at it, and they thought it was the real
thing. I thought somebody actually had dropped off an Enjoy box, and somebody had put our label on a wine bottle. And I came across it. Wait till you see this cake. And I'm looking all over the station for a cake. And
she
I had to go.
Where's the cake? And I went.
I literally had, you know how your eyes have to go into 3D? You know how when you go into, you know, you can see something, but you don't see it until you actually focus. And then it was like, I said, well, how nice that Enjoy basket. And
it's got crackers and cheese.
Yeah,
and
but it's on this thing that's got these bullets that says Free Fire Radio. And then my mind just, it had to go click, click, click before I realized.
That's
Oh my God!
And not only that, it tastes good too.
Yep. Inside,
We took it with us to a big
buttercream
event,
cream
and everybody
cake.
Just went over there writing their names.
Well,
down and all this.
Well, Marsha has an amazing cake recipe. Her cake. I'm not a big cake fan, but I will eat Marsha's cakes because the cake is unbelievable. And that's kind of where the people at Sublime, who trained under them,
that's right.
That's where they originally got their recipe was from.
And that makes sense,
Marsha.
Yeah, because,
and they've modified it since, but it's still. I mean, you can taste it. It's a great thing. Yeah, I was just with them last night at Easter. We were sitting around talking about this.
Great.
Yeah,
super. Well, thank you so much again to the Windbecklers.
Yeah,
what great work you all do. Another example of some of the really great things that come out of the North State and North, you know, up here in Shasta County.
He's a world champion.
Oh, he is. I mean, you know, he's like at the Olympic champion level of this. And it's right here. You know, we've been having shows lately that have been kind of displaying the fact is that, you know, that there are 20 patents a year on the average coming to Reading in the over the last 3 years.
Yeah, that's what
20
I've
20 patents a year coming here back here into Reading. I mean, we as a community need to be looking up and forward instead of this, you know, oh, we've got a problem with homelessness. Well, everybody does. So let's just keep moving forward and how we can do it. And this is one of the things I think your magazine does. You keep your eyes on the horizon. I really believe that. You're not down here looking at negatives. You're here saying that this is what's beautiful about Northern California. Mm. And you all have captured that so well.
That's the fun part of working for this magazine is that we get to do that. We don't talk about negatives and there's plenty, but we try to overlook them and
we have enough of that.
Well, we hit that. You know, I hit
that. It's not a matter
and there's a certain days I just don't do it because know what? There's too many good things.
There are way too many good things.
Us putting our heads in the sand and ignoring it. It's there, but you know, let's give ourselves something to aspire and lift us up from when we feel down or negative or sad or, you know, that there is a problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is a problem, but guess what? There's also intense greatness that balances it and focus on that.
People are doing things.
Give
here's where you can go. Here's the beauty you can see. One of the articles that you have, and I think this is a good segue, it starts on the beginning of the magazine, In the Land of the Giants.
This is just
a car ride away.
Uh-huh.
Now,
for you to go see
trees,
things that people
sorry,
in other parts of the world.
With the
yes.
What do you think I said?
Well, people will come from all over the world to see the Land of the Giants.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about this article.
This is a story about the Avenue of the Giants, which is in Humboldt County. And this is a 31-mile drive through Humboldt Redwood State Park. And
State Route 254.
Right.
A former stretch of Highway 101.
Mm-hmm.
So you drive through this forest and check out these amazing redwoods.
Thousand-year-old plus trees.
Yeah.
It's interesting that this used to actually be part of the Pacific Lumber Company. And in 1931, it was the Redwood League asked Rockefeller to help them purchase 10,000 acres from the Pacific Lumber Company to preserve this growth. And he hesitated at first. They brought him there. He took a walk in and walked out and wrote $1 million check.
Yeah.
On the spot.
Wow.
And
good
when
story.
Was this?
When
this was in 1931.
And he wrote $1 million check for 10,000 acres?
Yes, to preserve them because it's the largest concentration of redwoods in the world. And it is also the most bio, it has the most biomass of any ever measured on Earth, even more than the Amazon rainforest.
Really?
Yes, there's a 200-acre section that has more biomass there, seven times that than any other place on Earth.
Wow.
Right here in California.
Yeah. Yep.
Our guests are James Posada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine. We're talking about the magazine and the great things that are going on in Northern California right now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. The time is 8:28 in the morning. 38 degrees out there. We're going to be having some rain today.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, April the 6th. It's 8:32 in the morning, 38 degrees out there, maybe up to 40 right now. It's going to be rainy. Rainy today, rainy tonight with some wind, and tomorrow 100% chance of rain with thunderstorms. We're getting snow down to the 3,000-foot level, 6 to 12 inches of snow up in the mountains.
Who said
up there.
That?
I heard that today.
I hope so.
Well, I heard, you know what? You tell me that the weather guy on Channel 7 is wrong. And then I switch it up to channel 12, and I check him too. And they both said the same thing. And in the Sierras, it made me go higher. It's up. It's like 20-something in Alturas.
Yeah, cool.
So this is the type of weather we're having today. And weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned company. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by – Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Great haircuts at great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, a great place to go to, the Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway.
We want to welcome back Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine as we are going through the issue and talking about some of the articles. One of these articles, well, all of them are fascinating, but there's a program in Red Bluff, astrobiology intern program.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's the only one of its kind, and it is a collaboration between Red Bluff, school in Red Bluff.
Red Bluff High School.
Red Bluff High School, sorry, yes. Mm-hmm. NASA and Lassen Volcanic National Park. NASA is always doing studies, I guess, at the national park because of its active volcanism. And they use that as kind of research and baseline for what conditions could be like on Mars.
They're the only school in America that has this.
Yeah. And cool. Right here, you guys, in the North States. So we're talking about,
So astrobiology, in case you didn't know, is considered is the study of life in the universe. And so these kids get an amazing opportunity to do something that no other students in anywhere get to do.
And these students don't even get class credits for it.
No.
They go after school to this, and they took like less than half of the students that applied for it.
13 students are in the program.
Out of the 40 that applied.
Yep.
And they, when they aren't on campus, they lead sessions via video conferencing from NASA Ames Research Center.
Is that amazing?
Ooh, it gives me chills.
What an exciting thing.
And they got chosen because
of
their proximity to Lassen.
Yeah, I mean, the school did, but still, I mean, they could have picked others, too.
I mean, how cool.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, one of those other positives about our lovely area.
Yeah.
And that's inside of the, you can read more about that inside of the Enjoy April issue.
Page 27.
Okay, mixing it up.
We are so happy that Ken Marinius is in your magazine.
We call him the worm guy.
Yeah.
We call him worm guy.
He was so excited about the story. He came in the other day and we picked up a bunch of magazines to put out.
Passionate.
He is about worms.
We're going to get him in because we just planted a bunch of stuff and I want to get some aerated compost tea. For my tomatoes.
Yeah, he even has. There's even the recipe in this issue too.
Right,
yeah, he just shares it.
He's out at the farmer's market on Saturdays just to commune with people, and I think he maybe sells his tea. But you know, it's like let's exchange. You know what's happening with your compost tea and pile and whatever.
Is that what it's called? Is tea?
Yeah.
He calls it
tea.
He calls it his compost tea, and because
not to be confused with drinking tea.
Oh no, you're putting
it's
worm castings and fish hydrosols and kelp powder and unsulfured
molasses. Basically, worm poop.
Unsulfured molasses all in there, and then you have to pump it up, and you have to have it aerated, and then you need to put it on the ground within 24 hours.
Right.
Here's one of the things
it must be immediately in an
interview that stuck with me because we were talking about how back in the days of my parents and grandparents or ours, a lot of people ate from their gardens and then they had their local butcher and cows, but they couldn't go to the big cities. So they lived off of their own vegetable gardens. And so we were asking him about, you know, what's happening with our dietary, even at the grocery stores today. And he was talking about the soil has been depleted through the years and that you have to really work on making sure your soil, wherever you're pulling your food from, has the nutrients in it. And it's very blanched and it has nothing. So you're pulling these vegetables that really don't have, even though you think they may, but when you buy them at the store, of course, they've already probably lost a lot of their oxidants, power, and nutritional aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fascinating. That stuck with me, so it makes sense.
The stuff from the store is, unless it's organically grown, I would imagine that much of the food that's, well, they're telling us that this is our problem. That's one of the reasons why Americans are so heavy, is that we are starving, even though we have more food than any country on earth. The food that we're eating is so nutritionally weak.
Yes.
That's we continuously eat because our bodies are craving food to sustain itself, but we're putting it in, but it's not nourishing us.
So that's what the compost, yep. His story, meeting this man, he's a jewel right here, and being able to tell you, like, you know, just growing tomatoes and cucumbers,
and
starting
crop
with something.
Rotation.
Crop rotation, exactly.
Certain crops pull certain nutrients from the ground, mm-hmm. and if you continue to plant that same crop over and over and over again, it depletes it. So what mm-hmm. you do is you run it a year or two and then switch it to something else. And give the land back an opportunity to rebuild from what that other crop took. And yeah, no, I know. And it's true. I mean, but, you know, I have a lot of friends that live in the San Joaquin Valley. Actually, we've talked about this. We just launched a new magazine called Enjoy South Valley Living, which is out of Visalia, which is smack dab in the middle of the, you know, growing belt of California. And my friends run a huge farm there, and it's just amazing to watch, the soil and the rotations, and they try. But so much of it is artificial. They're spraying into the ground things to make mm-hmm. everything grow fast and mm-hmm. pretty. But I don't know if it's really giving us any mm-hmm. nutrients.
mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it makes you wonder because a lot of times the way they pick them, the way they move them.
Well, they pick them when they're green, yeah. and then they store them in a facility, and they stay there for months, and then they gas them, and then they turn red, and, you know, it's such a weird process.
You know, and you can do, and when you can buy a lot of stuff around here, I mean, just mm-hmm. fresh. You know, they're talking, I just read an article on the, about the best, out of Consumer Reports, about mm-hmm. the best chains. But one thing they all said is that they're trying to buy more and more local stuff.
Yes.
So they can bring
Smart.
It in because it's
right.
fresher.
Yep.
And, you know, and not so much money staying in the economy, which is good too, but the mm-hmm. fact that it's fresher and people are starting to demand fresher things. And when they see it advertised, they have a tendency to buy it right
Well,
there.
You were talking about your grandparents and your parents when you're talking about they ate out of their garden. They mm-hmm. they grew a lot of their own foods and, you know, fruits and vegetables mm-hmm. and some chickens, but it was a town thing and people had certain areas that they worked in. You had friends that were dairy people and they made milk and cheeses, and then you had friends that were butchers.
The
and
chicken people.
Chicken, yeah. And so you not only did you barter with what you grew
right.
in your garden, but you bought specifically from certain stores. Everything was kind of niched, kind of like it is mm-hmm. in Europe, where you go to the boulangerie or you go to the
right.
delicatessen. You know, everybody has their job.
Specialty.
Yeah.
And you would do it because
daily.
They have smaller refrigerators,
yeah.
they would go daily and pick up their food, yep. their meat, their vegetables, and they had a tendency to do this. This
yep.
was, they'd go out for a couple hours and bring home the bread and all this. Anyway, hey, it's 20 till 9 right here on April the 6th. Our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Empire. doom, 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 doom. And we're talking about what's going on here in Northern California. You know, you've got so many great,
worms.
Great stories on this. In the you
April.
Got goats on. You have a goat here on the it's a cute goat on the cover.
That's the mud ranch.
Why the goat? I mean, you have such
spring lambs.
Oh, spring lamb. Oh,
yep.
Okay, I got
See,
it.
Yeah, there's one right next
yep.
to the person.
There you
there,
go.
This is actually a ranch. It's called the Mud Ranch Jacobs that we did a story on, and
right.
this is up in where is that? Up just north of us. I can't remember. Sorry.
It's not Oak Run.
No. It's north of us, towards Mount Shasta.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Our bad. We forgot. But this is an amazing, just an amazing ranch that produces goats and all kinds of goat products and things like that. And they're so cute.
Well, you know, goats are used in at Quantico, Virginia.
Yep.
To keep the grass down.
Goats are amazing animals.
out in the bunkers, the ammo bunkers,
mm-hmm.
where they don't want to have a chance of a fire or sparks or anything, they turn loose this, and I guess they rent them. This guy brings in his goats,
yep.
and he keeps them there, and they get all well-fed.
That's happening around here.
But they keep the grass down
everywhere.
There's a place
in Anderson, I think,
that
rents.
Well, you know mm-hmm. what? It makes sense that mm-hmm. you can throw them out there, and it's kind of, it does two things. It keeps the grass down. You're not having out there mowing all the time. And
they'll eat anything.
You can use the products. Yeah.
So they'll take poison oak down and thistle and all kinds of stuff.
And love it. And love it.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, where's our next – where are we going to next here in Northern California and Enjoy?
Well, I think probably we could piggyback on that last – story.
Oh, and the seeds, yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually something that we carry in our store, which we're really proud of. And this is an article that we're doing on page 51, and it's called Seed by Seed. And this is Kaylin and Cam Redwood of Redwood Seeds that are up in Manton area. And this is a husband-wife team that grows heirloom or heritage organic seeds. So they started out growing vegetables and realized that they could make a go at it with providing are growing all these vegetables and then using a lot of them for seed production. And, you know, they started out with, you know, very few, I think less than 100 or 100 seeds, and now they're up to 230 different types of vegetable seeds.
It's so amazing.
In the store, are these like the heirloom seeds are the products sold in the store?
They're in the seed packets.
In seed packets, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Are these the kind though that aren't they're non-GMO
yes,
and all this?
Yes.
So these are the kind that the quote the survivalist and preppers buy because it's ones that will keep growing. They're not just good for one time.
No,
can use their seeds to keep growing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so you could actually plant them yourself, grow, take half the harvest, and seed the other half for yourself, and
super
keep doing it. We actually used them last year, and they were awesome.
By the way, the ranch we're talking about is in Lewiston.
Lewiston, there you go. That's right. Thank you.
All right.
Did somebody call in to tell us?
Somebody just called.
Well, whoever that was, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes. You know what? You know, our
listeners. Love our listeners.
You. You know, I said one day, somebody called in and said they had this ribbon their father had from World War II. And, like a minute later, well, that's what this is. And they just told us everything. So it's cool.
I am totally okay to be stand corrected and helped because, you know.
Hey, it works for me.
You need help.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It is 8:45 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460. Temperature is 40 degrees out there. We're going to be raining on today and tomorrow. Phone lines here are 605-4565 and 4567. You can call 4565 and talk to somebody, but to get on the air, it's 4567. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, we're here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine and more.
Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Join us as we celebrate 20 years of World Service with Simpson University on Thursday, April 16th at the World Serve Student Scholarship Spring Banquet. Come hear our fantastic Simpson Chorale, share a delicious meal with friends, and enjoy a program that includes a keynote speaker, students, and alumni. It will be an evening to remember. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Purchase tickets online at simpsonu.edu/springbanquet or call Diane Mueller at 530-226-4524.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to... What does hegemony mean? We just looked it up.
Domination.
So.
Because...
Education.
I was using it...
Enjoy the hegemony.
Well, we were talking about... yeah, there
words,
you go.
Words.
The dominant one. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air and our friends Martin. And his associates there are just the guys and girls to go to if you have any type of work you need on a heating and cooling system. Where today it's 38, next week it'll be 100. You know, it's the way it is around here. Who knows what it's going to be like? But you got to make sure your cooling systems are ready to go. Get those filters clean. Make sure the air ducts, everything's working there. They provide warranties, guarantees, any type of heating system or cooling system. Alliance Heating and Air are the ones to go to. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies. Give Martin or his associates a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They are so busy all the times during the year, but just tell them that KCNR called Carl and Linda and that you want some help from them. 221-2642. All right, our guest, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy, the hegemony here, which is me, the dominance of magazines.
Well, and you would know dominance. We are talking about everything going on in the Enjoy magazine. The gold nugget. You know, we're talking about so many things that are right here within a drive, just a short drive away, where you can, you know, bring a picnic basket and enjoy some history. You have a wonderful article about downtown Old Shasta.
Yes, and this is something that we just started doing a few months ago. We're just going to feature a downtown in every issue. So, and this is kind of a
little... Even if it's ancient.
Yeah. This is a little different because it's not... I mean, it's really not like our downtown here or...
Or anywhere.
You know. Yeah, but it's full of history and it's full of information and it's... I think it's fascinating.
This used to be the county seat. This is where it all started.
Before
Weaverville
Flats.
And the Gold Rush, everything. And it was really interesting because I read, and I think it was through... she is a historian, and it's Trudy's mom.
Rayola Pratt.
She gave me a book on Shasta County history a couple years back. Oh my gosh! And when you think about, you know, the Europeans coming over here on their in their wagons mm-hmm. from San Francisco after they came on their boats. They really had a cultural seat here in Old Shasta, mm-hmm. With poetry readings and high teas, and you kind of think of it being like kind of a camp, you know, of Gold Rush's camp,
right.
But they had some sophistication, so it's quite interesting to hear mm-hmm. about that. And
we have just to go with this article at the store, we have some amazing books from local authors that are all kind of like that are all historians, that have written about Shasta County and its development and its, you know, lineage and history and, you know, Shasta Lake City and, you know, some really fascinating things.
If you go up to Old Shasta, where they, you know, they had a couple Old Shasta days up there mm-hmm. and you can walk up and in relatively close, you can find these old mines
mm-hmm.
Go back in the sides of the mountains and there's water in them, mm-hmm. water coming out of the mines, you know, like starting like the beginning of a spring. But you can walk back there probably, a good
There's a lot
50
up there
feet,
that are know. Hidden.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I'm thinking about that, how they dug into the sides of the hills out there mm-hmm. looking for gold.
Old cemeteries and, you know, the old gallows and...
Yeah, of course, they had a hanging
yeah.
in Old Shasta of some bank robbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, why did they hang them? Did they kill somebody in the process of that, or are they just because they were...
Bob
has
our
a story.
Historian.
You refer to the Ruggles brothers.
The Ruggles.
Who committed a stage holdup, and one of the individuals who was killed in the holdup was a very popular man.
Okay, so they did kill somebody.
Citizens Committee... Right. removed the two from the jail and found an oak tree and performed frontier justice. And I know this because one of my ancestors was on that citizens committee.
As long as it wasn't one of the Ruggles. So, okay.
Very fascinating.
All right. So, yeah, all that stuff's happening.
Okay. All right. Moving on, let's talk about how beautiful art movement. We have a lot of local art in this town that
we do.
It's just growing and it's wonderful. So we have in one of your stories here, Page. O Street Gallery and Oregon Street Antique Mall.
Page 41. And we actually had them on they were a guest on our On the Spot on
Thursday. Yep.
So so these our husband and wife team that own the Oregon Street Antique Mall and the building, they formerly used to have a tea shop?
They had the tea house before it was tapas.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so they've been around and supporting downtown for a long time. The Oregon Street Antiques is kind of one of those mainstay downtowns when people come through our store and ask, what do we do? You know, they're on that route that we set them out on to go visit because it's worth it. They have like around 10,000 square feet. It's amazing.
It's a huge building.
So, yeah. Yep. So they recently added O Street Gallery on their second story, and they feature artists. And then I think they said, is it once a quarter or a month they do a transition? But they hold, when they're going to do a new showing, they hold a big event. And their first event right out of the gate when they opened had over 400 people attend.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just grown from there. So they said it's great. Quite an event when they do a transition or a changeover to feature new artists.
And April is their one-year anniversary.
Already.
So they,
And they went through some growing pains and some things happening under there on the same street as the VFW is.
Yeah.
And so you've got the VFW, which is a nice little place. And then you've got the new
Woody's.
And then this antique mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's great.
It is.
With the art studio upstairs.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're just a lovely couple.
They are.
They really are. So, Philip and Kate Barker.
Which is your favorite article in this one? I know. Every time I ask you that, you say, it's like, which is one of my favorite children, right? In this. But again, you have...
For me, it would be the science one with NASA, just because I'm a space science.
Spacey.
Are you geeky when it comes to...
So geeky.
Do you know the constellation? Can you look up in the stars and say, Orion's Belt?
Oh, yeah. I was like, yes, I know constellations.
Is that what they're called? You know, when you look up and see the constellations, see the stars?
I have an app on my phone that's amazing that you can lift your phone up if you're not a person that can do constellations. You just lift your phone up into the sky.
Okay, I need
that. It actually shows you as you move. It identifies every star and constellation.
Oh.
What's very cool with my kids, though, is I'll say, hey, look, there's the space station. And they'll go, Dad, that's not the space station. And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's on the horizon before it's dropping, and the sun's reflecting off of it. And it's a bright light that's moving very quickly. And I'll take my phone, and I'll launch my app, and I'll hold it up. And sure enough, there it goes. Poop, the space station shows up on the phone and shows you the constellation. And it actually tracks it as it's moving in real time.
Oh, well, we need that. I'll tell you
I'm
what.
Put that app on Linda's phone before we go.
We go up to Cedarville, of course. We left the Surprise Valley Hot Springs and went to the Squeak shooting for 3 days, which we're going to be doing this weekend. And, you know, it's just so nice to be out there in the hot spring and it's freezing out. And you just look at the stars are just like
gorgeous.
You can reach out and grab them, which it's just
and
then you see things moving.
Yeah.
And I really, how many space stations are there?
Satellites, a lot of satellites.
Satellites, and then you see falling stars occasionally.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, they're magical.
Yeah.
And I want to know.
And
I can see
really
the Little
cool
Dipper
this,
and the Big Dipper, but that's about it.
What's really cool about this app is that it also, because wherever you point your phone, it's showing you. So even after you dropped it past the horizon and you actually put it towards the ground, it's showing you the constellations and the stars that are on the other side of the Earth if you were on the other side. So
it's
it actually
crazy,
like sees
it?
Through the planet. So anywhere you point it, it's showing
you.
Okay,
until then I believed it. Now, frankly, I think it's somebody just made this up.
Yeah.
And you don't know for
it's
sure if
awesome.
That's it. If you can point it at the ground and see below 3 inches into
it's
the
It's going
Earth.
Through China. China's constellation.
3 inches. It sees it all the way to the other side.
I know, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. It's got to be making it up.
Yep.
But isn't that cool?
No.
Yeah. So it knows where you are.
Oh, absolutely.
And it can tell you wherever you're pointing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Does that do anything like it has excessive radiation or anything?
No.
Okay, so let's talk about the Enjoy store right now.
Well, I know.
3 minutes left.
I just wanted to point out something that we've started. You know, we always do these really great recipes with our lovely Lana Grandforce each month in Enjoy. And we've started a recipe program where you can come into the store each month and pick up a beautiful recipe card to start your own collection.
Before, yeah.
And we actually also, the Phillips Brothers has built us a beautiful wooden recipe box that you can get right now. Mm. If you spend $50 in the store, you get the recipe box for free, or you can buy one at any time. So really cool.
Well, I guess I didn't pick up my recipe box.
No, you didn't. Did you ask for it?
Well, I didn't know. You could get it. You know,
you need it now.
And
you do,
and
now
it's only for a limited time. So
right, okay, recipe box inside the. For $50, you get this recipe box with your purchase.
Or you can buy it at any other time. Okay. But the thing we're pointing out is every month you can come into the store and for free just grab one of the new recipe cards and start adding and creating
your
own.
That's awesome.
And we're trying to go in back in time and build out our library so you can come in and pick back issues, the recipe cards.
And we've had a lot of people ask for the recipes. Oh, I saw this recipe. Mm. You know, can you find that issue it was in and send me that?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, thank you so much, everybody. Do you have we have just about a minute left. Do you have closing thoughts?
Well, I always love our Enjoy the Views, and this one is no exception. This is a Middle McLeod Falls by Dennis Adams, and another,
beautiful.
I know,
beautiful.
It's just gorgeous.
Full
just
page.
Gorgeous. Yep.
Spread there.
Double page spread.
Also, has any of those big publications wanted to come in and buy you guys out yet?
We actually have had one.
That's what I thought.
Out of the Bay Area.
Yep, that's what I thought. I think it's coming. But you know what? With the empire you're building.
We're not ready.
No,
yeah.
You're not ready yet.
No.
That's right.
We got a lot of life in us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your life and your passion with us. We're very fortunate to have you here in the North State where you spread your joy and enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Rhonda Baugh and James Masada from Enjoy, the store, the magazine, the empire. A regular... Hegemony, or whatever.
Hegemony.
It is. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. His lawyers admit he did it, but claim that he was unduly influenced by his older brother. That's the argument attorneys for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev are making, trying to spare him a death sentence. Survivors of the attack are in the courtroom today as closing arguments are presented in the federal death penalty trial. The Supreme Court has turned away an appeal from Alan Gross. Former government subcontractor wanted to sue the federal government over his 5-year imprisonment in Cuba. Sunshine, blue skies, mild temperatures, a lovely day for a White House tradition.
We are so blessed to have this beautiful day and to have so many friends in our backyard.
President Obama kicking off the annual White House Easter egg roll. Lots of excitement among those taking part in that tradition that dates back to President Rutherford B. Hayes, more than 30,000.